I have
Current Geek.
This is Current Geek, episode 105. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to episode 105 of Current Geek. My name is Scott Johnson. I'm joined by Tom Merritt.
I am Tom Merritt.
You have all nine.
I'm going to Mars.
Schnell. That means fast.
Does it?
No. For those listening, if you heard the title and didn't know what we're talking about, it's a Total Recall reference. How could you not know that, people?
Dig, I missed it the first
time. Dig deep. Yeah, Tom didn't know it either, so don't feel bad.
I needed the setup.
Yes. When on the moon and Mars, here's some advice. Move underground.
Recent observations of the Lunar and Martian Service have turned up skylights, collapsed roofs of hollow rills or lava tubes, which are ready-made underground bunkers that could provide ideal shelter for the future manned bases on either Moon or Mars. They would provide shelter from the micrometeorites and solar X-rays. They'd help protect our burgeoning colonists from extreme swings in surface temperature and underground space cities.
Come on. Dude, perfect. This is what we're going to have to do anyway here. Forget about Mars. We're going to have to do that here.
Those three points come from Astro Engine, who is writing this up on Slashdot, by the way.
Yeah, very cool. So I'm trying to think. Like sci-fi stuff I've seen with underground cities, and I couldn't really think of any. I'm sure that there are more than I'm thinking of. But usually the Mars stuff, there's like buildings and stuff on the planet. It's not like some weird underground sort of chud.
Well, a lot of times if you see moon cities, and then this is, you don't really see them anymore. They're all only an older, we don't see moon cities anymore in movies.
No.
Why is that?
Not very often.
They're usually in older movies, and they're in bubbles, right?
Right.
They're on the surface, but it's covered by a big glass dome. But that is impractical and expensive.
Yeah, I would.
Underground cities, totally awesome.
Yeah, it'd be very, very cool. And honestly, this Earth's going to need our own underground cities anyway when things get too hot and we got to move underground. So, I don't know. It's kind of cool.
This rock.
Yeah. So, they're saying that these observations, just so people are clear, they're not saying that these are made by somebody. Like, they're not seeing these holes and going, oh, that means there's life.
These are just natural occurrences where the roof caves in, which sounds awful. Like, I don't want to live somewhere where the roof caves in, but it's already caved in and it's created this shelter.
Yeah. Yeah, which is really cool.
So, it's perfect.
So, when we go to the moon, we have it all set up.
I'm living in a lava tube.
That's right. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
All right. Well, there you go. Great article. We'll have a link to it in the show notes. Let's move on to our geeky reader submission. We got this one from Jeffrey. Jeffrey says, Scott and Tom, just listened to episode 100 and wanted to throw something out there. I had an idea of a mashup of Wikipedia and Google Earth, but looking at the historical events. So, for example, you would have a slider down at the bottom of the page that told you what year you were looking at and see the borders of the countries. And as you slide forward and back in time, watch them change. This could go from year to year down to hours and even minutes, depending on how detailed we have for that time period or how many details we have for that time period. This could show the movements of troops during a battle, the spread of the Black Plague, or Marco Polo's visit to China. I don't have all the knowledge I need to actually do this. And I know me pretty well and don't see me doing it at all on my own. But I do not have trouble asking for help. But if anyone out there thinks this is a cool idea and you'd like to contribute with me, maybe you could get it off the ground with me and we could share. Love the show. Congrats on 100. Thank you, Jeffrey.
So I came up with this great idea, but I want someone else to do all the work. Believe me, I've had that feeling a lot in my life.
Oh my
Jones.
Gosh. I've had that feeling this week, dude. I mean, there's always like this barrier of like, I have so many ideas and I don't have the wherewithal to get it all done.
This is a cool idea, though. It's basically a Google Earth layer, but it's got the idea of Wikipedia revisions in that you could see the changes over time. And we could start archiving this right now.
Yep.
As we get all these different satellite maps and satellite images, you could create a small slider over the past decade, and then it just takes somebody to reconstruct previous decades based on available knowledge. To see, like, the ebb and flow of glaciers and all. That's pretty cool. I'd be surprised if there wasn't something similar to this already in the works.
Yeah, and if you wanted to chronicle what was happening in Eastern Europe for World War III, or II, III hasn't happened yet, just so you know, you could easily take, have somebody make layers and say, all right.
You'd be really surprised if I missed it.
They could take a layer and say, all right, well, here's the troop movements, and they could have it, like stop motion photography in a way. They could have, up to the minute sort of movements, or if you're doing something on a more macro month to month level, you could say, well, all right, well, this mass of black is the Russian army at the border of whatever, and then here we are 2 months later and that's all gone, but they've, you know, this is Stalingrad now, and you know, that kind of stuff would be really, really cool. And I hope somebody out there listening has some wherewithal to maybe get a project like that started. I would love to see something like that come out of this. So good luck, Jeffrey Johnson.
Yeah, good idea, Jeffrey Johnson.
Very cool. Let's do some business here at the end of the show. By the way, he emailed us at currentgeek@gmail.com, and everyone else can use that too. That's a great way to send us your geeky stories and any other feedback you feel like sending us. Please do. The website to visit, currentgeek.com, and of course on Twitter, we can be found at currentgeek. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Tom, and for Jeffrey and his too hard thing to do. We'll see you next time.
Get your ass to Mars. Get your ass to Mars.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.